tell you a date, they'll tell you a rubbish, Lehman Roberts.
You don't see the date? No.
So you're
right, Shkirch. Morning, everybody. One of the Choshev Minhogim Klal Yisrael have in connection with Pesach as we approach Pesach is the minig of Kimcha de Pischa. Even we try and help, everybody does their little bit, hopefully, to help and assist people who are less fortunate themselves. The expenses of Pesach are enormous. Filah de Devorim Pshutim, and Saminik Kodim, Halacha is brought down very clearly. One is Mechuyev to Mishtatzef in some way in the mitzvah and the minhag of Kimcha de Pischa, helping other people. The only Ha'ara which you have is L'chaira, this is a regular Halacha in Hilchas Tzedakah. Tzedakah, we have Hilchas Tzedakah in Yerideah, brought down all the halachas, the intricate halachas of who, what, when, who was first, kedima, all the halachas of tzedakah. Why is Kimcha de Pischa not brought in Hilchas Tzedakah, it's brought in Hilchas Pesach? Should be one of that, oh, you have to help, Erev Sukkah, stuff about the Chayre, or Shabbos, help. So we always help, we're mechuyev to give tzedakah. So why is Hilchas, I know it's telling for Pesach, but it's Mehilchas Tzedakah. It's not Mehilchas L'chayr, it's not Mehilchas Pesach. And if it's not Mehilchas Pesach, it's Mehilchas Tzedakah, L'chayr, it should be in Yerideh and Hilchas Tzedakah, and it's not. It's right at the beginning of Hilchas Pesach, the first siman of Hilchas Pesach. So I heard a pshat, I'm not sure who the author of this pshat is, of a pshat based on a big chiddush of the Goyen in Kohel Eliyahu. The Gaon says a chiddush nifla in posuk in Parshas Boy, capital Yud base posuk Lamed Hey Lamed Vav. V'nei Yisrael osu kidvar Moshe. Kal Yisrael followed the instructions of Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'yishalu mimitzrayim klei chesef uklei zov usmol. Moshe Rabbeinu had instructed them to borrow from them the various the what were you going to take out in Mitzrayim? Hashem nosan eschenom vayashilom vayenatzlus Mitzrayim. So on the words of Nei Yisrael osu kidva Moshe, Rashi says Shom alohem b'Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu told them vayishalu ishme Yisrael. He was told Moshe Rabbeinu told them what he was told them over vayishalum ishme Yisrael. And the Gaon wants to know what's Rashi added. The Pasuk says that. So Rashi, what's Rashi added? So the Gaon says, I agree with the Chiddush, but the Gaon says it, that Re'ehu, famous Gemara in Baba Kama, that Re'ehu does not refer to Goyim. Goyim are not our Re'ehu. Ve're'eyu is only applies. That's where the Pesach Gemara learns the halacha. Yigach ish as shoyer ish as shoyer re'eyu. The halachas in Baba Kama are benegea only to yid to a yid. Yid to goy have different halachas. Re'eyu is a yid. So the Gaon HaKadosh Baruch Hu says v'yishalu ish me'eis re'eyu. They're not borrowing from re'eyu. They're borrowing from goyim, from the Mitzrim. That's not shkin re'eyu. Mitzrayim would definitely no way could they be considered Re'eyu. Therefore, the Gaon is Mechadish, that Yidin, in order, Chiddush, that Yidin, in order to create an atmosphere of borrowing and lending, and they had to borrow and lend to each other. They helped, Yishumayis Re'eyu means they helped each other, they lent to each other. That's Dabar Noh. The Klal Yisrael were told to go with each other once. Yidin were borrowing and lending from one to another amongst Klal Yisrael, then And only then that created an atmosphere in the Mitzrayim of people lending and helping each other. After that, following on from that, Igvan Ikariso were able to Vayishalum Mitzrayim. So the Vayishalu Ishmael Israel according to the Goyim is they're not borrowing from the Goyim, they're borrowing from the Eden. That's what happened there. And then after that, also Kidvar Moshe Vayishalu Ishmael Israel. And following that, that set up a matzav of Yishalim Mitzrayim klikesu chlezov. It didn't go on. It's in Kol Elyo and Parshas Bo. That being the case, we see that as a way forward in Mitzrayim, or the way Yidden lived, Yidden were helping each other. Yidden were lending it to each other. Yidden were doing for each other. And therefore we ask, well, Kimcha de Pischa is not just Stama regular Tzedakah, this is Mehilchus Pesach. Because that was part of the Gulas Mitzrayim, where Yidden started helping an extra, I think they were doing so beforehand, but the extra level of Yidden were lending and helping each other, so it became part and parcel of Yitzis Mitzrayim, and therefore Chelik of, so to speak, of our remembering the Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's besides being a tzedakah dikhalacha, it's also Mehilchus Pesach. We try and commemorate and remind ourselves that Kol Yisrael helped and lent each other. Therefore, from them is stumped. So that minute goes back to Mitzrayim, where Yidden should, before Pesach time, were assisting and helping each other. As it comes to lechera according to that goal, and that could be, you know, we say it's brought down that Mishulchan Aruch brings in Tov Ayin Beis. I think it is that we put nice kalim on the table. We put nice kalim on the table at Seder night, and zeichel rechush gadol, which is not the normal way of Yidden behaving. We don't ostentation, and that's not type of thing. And there's nothing left of that. Rechush gadol yet memacht tzeichel from them. Lefi divrei, if we're right in what we're saying, we're making zecha of Klal Yisrael who were helping and being generous to each other and assisting each other and doing for each other, is memela of them rechush gadol kemazecha machan azecha. So interesting, just before we move on, an interesting, the Zohar Kiyudua says that when Yidden sit down on Leil Seder and discuss Sibyutis Mitzrayim, the Rabbein Shem Kav Yochel gathers together, called Palmari Shalmaila, and they come and say, listen to Kol Yisrael, come down, listen to what Kol Yisrael are talking about, listen to the way they're relating, and they're talking about Sibyutis Mitzrayim, and the Gevaldik Emoifsim, and everything. That's all brought down in the Sefer of Chaim Kaufman Zechayin of Rocha Mishra Shemen. He brings from the Tver Shlema, the Radomska, he says that Purim time, Shteyden Posuk, Gemara, Vayavo Imodcha. According to one of the pshots, the different pshotim in the words Vayavo Imodcha, Rashi brings it, the Gemara brings it in Megillah, Vayavo Imodcha, Modcha made because the Gzeira against Klal Yisrael was on Yud Gimel Nissen. The 3-day fast, Modcha Vester arranged, was Yudalat Tezvov Tezayin. And that means that Yidden never ate. Yidden never ate. The fasting, there was no matzahs, no more abakoses. They were bayava. There was kilo over. Pesa went past, and Yidden weren't mekayim the mitzvahs. And the Mephoshim discuss one of the, what is it? Moshe, I couldn't have waited a few days. Yeah, dafka do it on a time where Yidden have got a zelcha choshev a chover the mitzvahs of matzah morer and punk. You have to be fasting then. So he brings from the Tver Shleim, from the Radomska, as Paket, Modcha v'Esther, Alpidim, this Chazal, wanted to make a tumul in Shemaim. If in Shemaim, Yidden are gathering together, they'll say the Me'est Matzah Morim of Mesimitis Mitzrayim, and suddenly this year, nothing's happening. Nothing's doing. Is from them, that was Mo'ir in Shemaim. What's going on? Every year we go down to Kaiser, obviously the Chasam Sefer, obviously, he brings the Chasam Sefer. Chasam Sefer says, if there's no message, Kamatsu Mo'ir in Abba Kaiser, the whole Sibiti Mitzrayim was put on hold. If so, there was Dafka done then, the Chashivas, they knew in Shemayim this will be a big tumult. Kalisol, why are they not saying talking to this Mitzrayim? There's a tightness, and that was Mo'ira assistance for Kalisol in a terrible time of need, Pshas Homo. all different, if we move on, all different cries and sections of Klal Yisrael have different ways of how they do Yisivus Yisrael Mitzrayim. Some do it Chayis mit Midrashim, Diukim in the Pesukim, others more Goyvich, Siddish type of Toy. Everybody's got their cries of Kulam Kuma, Huvim, Kulam Brurim, Kulam Kadosh, all the Mahalach, Yedeina. In his mahalach, what he's doing, his mesayra is oisgehaltna richtig and should be is kedai to. That's the way they should be doing it. But lechayra, there's one central theme, which whatever one talks about, whatever one discusses, whatever one points out, has to be lechayra as almost on the level of kol shle gamliel kol shle omer klimot dvarma eila yotzei chayvosai. There seems to be one central theme which appears time and again, right the way through the whole Mitzrayim and the Sivitzis Mitzrayim, the Gulas Mitzrayim, and that is that when Hakadosh Baruch Hu came originally to Moshe Rabbeinu and told him he wants to be, you're the chosen goyel for Klal Yisrael, to redeem Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Achkenish gain. I cannot go without permission. Yisroi, my father-in-law Yisroi, opened his front door for me, let me into his house. Anybody who lets somebody else in, assists and helps somebody in, nafsha yuchayev loy, Meila can't go. The Vaila can't go. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Vaisa of Medrash is a cloth and continuation, Satan Chum, I think. A continuation of the Medrash as the Akkadosh Baruch Hu was masking. It's Chashum Shemaim Azamin Zog. Klal Yisrael was suffering unimaginable Yisurim. They were particularly towards the end, the Shibud became more difficult and more much bigger struggle as the Mavuya and Mefurish Psukim at the end of Parashat Shemot. Klal Yisrael was suffering on a physical level. The Arizal, Ki Yudu Azok, the Klal Yisrael were dropping fast in Memtesh Shari Tuma, it was dangerous. Things were falling very badly, and there was a sakona of things Chas V'Shalom getting worse. Moshe Rabbeinu was the goyel of a Kenish game. If somebody assists you, somebody helps you, somebody does something to you, nafshu chayav, I can't go without permission. The incredible, and as I say, Medrash and Mevuya from the continuation of Kosh Baruch was masking, I can't remember the words offhand, but Zichar Klof from the Medrash of Kosh Baruch was masking to Moshe Rabbeinu's chayav, and that's why he went via Yisroi, he went past Yisroi to ask permission. As Hakoros HaToiv by the Rebbein Shalom is something which is so, and Moshe Rabbeinu knew that. What else was Klal Yisrael going through? Beruchni is Ubegashmis. But if I have Hakoros HaToiv to Yisroi, I cannot go without permission. And that is something which is very central right the way through the whole story of the Golus and the Gula. Moshe Rabbeinu, when it came to the Makkos, Moshe Rabbeinu at Tvashtanen, it wasn't him to be delivering the Makkos on the Nile, because he had been hidden there, he had been protected by the Nile, he passed it on to Aaron HaKohen. The halachas of the Gemara, which you all know, the Petach Hamor, why of all the behemoths Tameis, the only one which is a certain Kedusha which has to be redeemed, is or the Gemara Kiddur, because they assisted Klal Yisrael when they went out of Mitzrayim. Every chamoy was carrying loads of zachen chushgol for Klal Yisrael. The halach of lakeiv tashlichu noisay, we throw a treifa, we throw that comes because they're loyechad kev l'shoinoi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives the dogs to the chamoyrim, and many agodas that you open up and you know yourselves, Shteidach, while HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the Gulas Mitzrayim in a way, Klal Yisrael had to come out of Mitzrayim. Why did the Rebbein Shem do it in a way where HaKadosh Baruch Hu get the paroi to be maskim in the end? It has to be a den. Even Le'etz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishom, Hare Ono Vaneinu, Mishubod Mayinu Lefaroi, so the number of the Mephoshim say, many of the Mephoshim say, but Taichin Ilu Le'etz Yon HaKadosh Baruch Hu means, had the Rebbein Shem not forced paroi to let us out, and he would have put into Paro's mind finally to let us go, would have had to feel a certain amount of appreciation to Paray, and the Bereshit wanted the Geula to be a Geula, Geulas Olam, something which is a complete detachment from Paray. We owe Paray, we don't owe Paray even for allowing us out. So Mela, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu Dafka did in a way that Paray was forced, twisted his army, he was forced to let us go. Nocharaya, we'll have to leave it to that because we have to move on to some other things we see by the Medrash, the Murdig Ksav Sofer, which you probably in the Ramak Ksav Sofer says, Ayom Rob Ayonois, Maroa Reina Shel Yosef. And on many, many Gvaldi Gipshotim, what was Ayom Rob Ayonois, what exactly means, what was so unique about Aaron, what was Ayonois, and Moshe Aaron was standing there, and Kali Sola standing there, and that kilu was not enough. And Yamsuf sees Arona Shel Yosef, it splits in honor. So the Gaelic Ksav Sofer, the Pshat is that the Yamsuf is Gehalten, he's not Mukhiv to split, because Klal Yisrael can turn around and fight with Mitzrayim. Why do you have to change the Teva, change the nature? Again, there was a Tanaya, but that's a separate Shaila, turn around and fight with the Mitzrayim. And Klal Yisrael, according to Ksav Sofer, seems to understand, and I think the Ibn Ezra's Mefurush says some parashas B'Shalach, the Klal Yisrael would have been able, they were outnumbered the Mitzrayim, many more people than the Mitzrayim, they could have fought against the Mitzrayim. So that was the time of the answer to the Ksav Sofer. Why do you have to split? Let them fight, and like Klal Yisrael fought later on with Amalek. What's the answer? We have to split. Kneged the whole Teva. Well, they saw already Shel Yosef. They understood as that Klal Yisrael can't fight the Mitzrayim because Klal Yisrael had doch with everything, had a bit of a chorus to the Mitzrayim. No, it's a sigh of Mitzri. It was a b'shas adchak. They lived there. There was a certain amount of a chorus of tape. And the Yamsuf chapt that Klal Yisrael were not able to fight the Mitzrayim because this is a nation that they've had some taiva from. And if you have a taiva from a nation, you don't fight from the nation, that nation. Where did Klal Yisrael learn that from? Where did the Yamsuf see that? Aron Shel Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik, you do, the Ramban says, why he didn't fight with Eishes Potiphar when she grabbed hold of his garment was because Lamaisa, she'd been, he'd stayed there, he'd lived there, she'd certain amounts of, they looked after him. So Mela, so if Maronis Yosef, Ayom Rov Ayonis, Aronis Yosef meant Hakoros HaToif. So as I say again and again, whatever direction we take in the Agoda, wherever we talk about in Yonim, this seems to be something which is very, very central to right the way through from the beginning of Klal Yisrael, the beginning of Hakoros HaToif. So as Ayid Zitzbam Seder, that Alamol Mizbein Zayin and Avada that Hakoros HaToif, that every single one of us have to the Bein Shel Olam for Bechlalu Beprat, what the Bein does to us, Beprotistik, Klal Yisrael, Betzibur and Eretz Yisrael, Avada. That's something very, very important to point out and discuss and be misbehaving and talk about. I saw very geshmaka taich in the Gemara from the Belyashiv in the Sefer Divrei Agoda on the Vehisha Omda. Shabachol doir v'doir, there's something we are well aware of. Shabachol doir v'doir, I'm dim aleinu l'chal yiseinu. So the Belyashiv, Asadah Gemara, I think it's Gemara in Pesachim as well, but it's definitely Gemara in Brochus, Daf Yutes and Medalef. Tudus Ish Roimi, a Roman gentleman by the name of Tudus, Hinig, he was brought a minig. Hinig Bnei Roimi Lachilom Gedoyim Mekulosim B'Leil Pesach. He introduced a minig in Rome that they should eat roasted, take a whole gedi, a goat, in its whole state, and when it was obviously shechted, and they roasted it, and it was machil Klal Yisrael m'gedim m'kulosim b'leil Pesach. Sholach le'Shimon ben Shotach. Shimon ben Shotach sent him a message. Il mole tudus ato. We're not the fact that you are tudus, choshu a person. Goizrani alecho nidui. I'll put you into chayrim. She'ato machil Yisrael kodshim b'chutz. It looked, wasn't mamash kodshim, it wasn't, it looked very much, I think when you rush it, unfortunately, it wasn't mamash machil kodshim b'chutz, it very much looked as he's in Rome, outside Eretz Yisrael, giving him kom Pesach, machil kodshim b'chutz, but your tudus semela, I'm not making an idui. Shimon Meshotach was upset with him for doing what he did. So Rabbi Yashar Zechariah of Bracha, what was this? What was Tunus doing? What was he on about? So the Rabbi Yashar states a Yalkut Shemoni in Malachi. I think it's from. He brings it from a certain philosopher Shoal Ezra Belozer or Blazer. Asked him, "Shteidach in posuk in the Novi. I think it's a Novi Malachi." Heima yivnu va'ani eros. They, the goy and the umas oilim, will build, and I will destroy. He asked him, they're building, and nothing's being destroyed. What? How does that? This posik doesn't seem chaschon. This nevias doesn't seem to be correct. Ani heim yivnu va'ani eros. What does that mean? So he said, it doesn't mean, it's not referring to buildings. It's referring to Eitzes. They're coming with plans. They're building plans. They've got they're thinking. They've got plans what to do with Klal Yisrael to Chas V'Shalom cause sorrows and Chas V'Shalom worse to Klal Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Yishai says, "V'ani Eres," and I keep on thwarting their plans. I keep on blocking their plans. And this philosopher turned around and says, "Oy b'stigerecht." He says, "I know what's going on there, and they are constantly thinking, planning of eitzes and ideas what to do to Klal Yisrael, and it always seems to always fall apart." Tudus Yishraimi brings Rashi says that Tudus Yishraimi was a high choshev person in Rome, and he seemed to a little bit know what was going on, and he knew that Klal Yisrael were constantly. Through the Doiris, the time that he lived, were constantly being protected, constantly being saved from the plans of the Goyim, of the Rishoyim Arum, what they were thinking. So somebody who was in the know, and somebody who was well aware of what was happening, to bring a Korban Pesach. Pesach is the symbol of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Rebbein Shalom, of redeeming us. Rebbein Shalom was medalek and was protected Klal Yisrael mit a gewaltige Hashgacha. So Meila to Galtnas is not good enough for Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. But if Eden were only aware, if Eden were only aware of how they're being protected and how their Hakadosh Baruch Hu is looking after them, they'd be mechuyev to bring a Korban Pesach. In Ashkoba, he brings down from the Rebbe Rabbuni. Rebbe Rabbuni once said on Leil. Slichus, you say in the end of Slichus, Mishona Lavrom, Huyaneinu. He says, Ichutzuleg Nacha Mishona, Mishona Labunim. And all his matzav, Huyaneinu. Every person's got a feel. So Tudus Yishraimi felt very much for the Karius all in entirety. But Emes, each and every Yid has got to constantly feel that. Every person's got to realize and think, contemplate, and use the opportunities. Pesach, Zichar, El Say is one of the opportunities to think through what the Rebbeinu Shem is doing for him, constantly looking after him and protecting him, is Shemchol Doi Vadoi, Reim Demolein, Chalaseinu, and now Bizmaneinu, Onu, Avada, and Avada is. I'll pee them as well. Be'etzel go g'dah bring like on Pesach yediyo all of Klal Yisrael. There's a lot to talk about amongst the Makkos, but just one particular vote which always caught me was an interesting chiddush. I once heard this. I don't think it was his own vote, but I heard this definitely from Moshe Kubis Zochayin Lerocha. Makkos Tzvardeya. And the pasuk in connection with Makkos Tzvardeya uses the Loshon Yochid. Batal Hatzvardeya. Hatzvardeya is a Loshon Yochid. So Rashi says, Pshutoi Pshatis, Tzvardeya refers to the whole Makkah of Tzvardim, is can be called the Loshon Yochid. But his first chat is Kiyudua. Rashi says Tzvardeya Achas. So the Rebbeinu Shem sent out. They sent out of the yams of one Tzvardeya. For Yemakin Oisah, they were hitting it. Vehi, and from that hitting, it just multiplied to all the millions of Tzvardim that were running around freely in Mitzrayim. The Rebbeinu Shem goes Chayim Bocha. I think you repeat it for somebody. What's licked in this? So he goes up to Shtar Rambam, and Rambam states, very, very, very famous Rambam says, in Hilchus Tainis, I think, that when the Rebbein Shem sends tzoros, suffering to Yochid, to Rabbim, there's a message. The Rebbein Shem wants something, he wants an improvement in whichever area. In the times where they had the Rebbein Shem, where they had the Nevi'im, they were able to very exactly what the message was. As men ain't honor, we don't always necessarily know exactly what it is, but the Rebbein Shem wants us to do something. Or there's always a message. So the Rambam, what happens if a person ignores, just carries on, the gezunt is not as it should be. Mikra is what the Rambam says, it happens. Things happen, you know, things happen in life, it doesn't have to always work out exactly the way I want it. But he's refusing to accept this is a message from Milamala. So the Rambam, can you do a famous words, the Rambam, Harezu Midas Achzorius. Instead of appreciating this is a message, they think it's a problem with the stock market, or it's a problem with some. It's a local problem. It's not a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harezu midas achzorius. Why is achzorius? Because that caused the bunch. The last thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do is to cause suffering for Yid. But if he ignores the message and he doesn't want to know, so the bunch has to turn up a bit and has to become worse till it reaches a matzav. The person realizes as this is a message milamala. That is the Rambam. That is exactly what happened to Makkas Svardeya. That is the Makkas Svardeya is that Rambam Lichas Tainis. Out of the Yoreh came a Svardeya. Now instead, you can't expect much from the Mitzrayim, but it was a message here. Leave the Yidin. Moshe Rabbeinu had warned Pare, had warned the Mitzrayim, and there was a message here. And here he is. Here's your Svardeya. Appreciate that that's coming from a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do they do? Instead of taking that as a message, they start shmeissing the Svardeya. As if to say, nothing to do with that. It's not a message from anybody. There's a local problem here. There's a huge frog which has come out. We have to sort this frog out. There's nothing beyond that. There's nothing more than just this frog which has to be sorted out. I'm saying that I have to get the doctor to sort me out or get the bank manager to help me out here. And then everything's arranged. This is Midas Achzorius. The Mitzrayim were being cruel on themselves. Instead of appreciating, it's like hitting the stick. It's not the stick. There's somebody behind the stick here. And to go for the Tzvardeya was exactly the same as the Rambam says. It's a mikra. Something's happened here. Something which needs sorting out. But nothing beyond that. Also, the Rambam, the result of that is, as the Rebbein Shlom turns it on, makes it stronger, and more of the same thing comes till they realize this is not just a secluded maisa of a tzvardeya. And because of that, it multiplied and multiplied till it came very obvious and very clear to the Mitzrayim that this is a message from not just a local problem with a frog. It's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rebbein Shem wants Parah in the Mitzrayim to allow Klal Yisrael to go free.